This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Give me five.
Oh, five, okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Quick, the cavity creeps.
We'll fight them with our fluoride.
That's correct.
Superhero or supervillain? Fluoride is in the news again, once again. Welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show here. Where did you? Was that like the Super Friends all over years
that,
ago?
You know, I came across that earlier today, and I was like, yeah. I remember being a kid and watching the Cavity Creeps. Remember the Cavity Creeps?
No. Was that a series or was it just a commercial?
No, it was just a commercial, and it was reminiscent of like the Saturday morning superhero cartoons, and they had the superheroes, and each one of them had a letter, C-R-E-S-T, and they were fighting the cavity creeps.
Oh, okay, so they were, you know, I do remember the Wacky Packages. You remember Wacky Packages? 1970s? Were you too old for that? Too young for that?
The Wacky Packages.
Yeah, they did take off.
On the trading cards. I remember the one that sticks out in my head was instead of ragu spaghetti sauce, it was raw goo.
Raw goo, yeah. But when you said Crest, I remembered the one that they did for Crest. It was called Crust.
Do you remember that now? Right? They were trading. People, we used to trade them with
totally
each other.
Traded them. Yeah. Those were awesome, Wacky Packages. I think they tried to bring them back. I don't know if they did as well, but that's the kind of crazy guy I was as a kid. I love those things. Those were great.
Yeah.
We created our own. But anyway, what also is wacky is the love affair that modern medicine and pediatrics still has with fluoride. We opened today, of course, we are going to delve into the CDC ongoing scandal. Don't you worry, we will be there for you on the CDC scandal of the MMR vaccine and its relationship to the development of autism, particularly in African-American boys, given the shots on time, according to the CDC's own schedule. Since last time we aired, we now have access to the letter that the whistleblower wrote to Julie Gerberding in 2004. We're going to get to that with Dr. Rasha Bitar because it is Advanced Medicine Monday today. So we got to dive first headlong into some other Dr. Oral Thunderheads. And this relates particularly to the issue of intelligence quotient levels, IQ. There's a new article of all things, and this is all repeating the same stuff we know for many years, but as it comes out again and again, we've got to bring it out. This is a Fox News story. According to this statement here, fluoride levels in water could be lowering our IQs, okay? Yet the CDC loves, just as they love injecting your children, they also love adding fluoride to the water supply, and they say this is one of our greatest public health triumphs ever in the 20th century, right alongside vaccines, which we both know are very deleterious to health. So what is the reason for the CDC? Not a whole hell of a lot except to propagate the pharmaceutical and vaccine propaganda. So we've got this context of the studies, the science. We've interviewed Dr. Paul Connett over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, fluoridealert.org. And there's no excuse for any medical professional, least of all pediatricians. I'm sure that they're on board with this by now, Superdon. We'll check this out in a moment. But I'm sure the pediatric doctors do not promote fluoride anymore.
I'm pretty certain of that. They're on top of it. They're on top of it.
And if you have information about these pediatric doctors that are not aligned with us, please call us now at 866 939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Actually, I would even say if you are a pediatrician,
yeah,
give us a call. We'd like to have a little chat with you.
Okay, just on this. We want to see where you stand.
Yeah.
But they say that it not only can damage your teeth and weaken your bones, studies in China and Iran appear to link excessive fluoride to 7-point reduction in children's IQs. And somebody's going to go, oh, well, that's just China and that's just Iran. These are arch enemies of the United States. Really? Is that where we're going with this? Because the science is coming out of China and Iran. I know there's a lot of things out of China we don't like, but no, I don't have a problem with this. This is good science. This is our science on the introduction of fluoride into the water supply and reduction of IQ, among many other things, including the increased uptake of heavy metals. Anything that jump out at you with this? This is an expert was talking to the Portland Press Herald. And I don't know if they don't fluoridate. There was a big argument about whether to fluoridate in Portland, Oregon. I know that's closer to you, Superdome.
Yeah, and you see these popping up, different communities around the country where, there's this ongoing debate as to whether they should add fluoride to the water or not. Mm-hmm. And quite often we see success stories where the communities band together and they convince the city councils to not do it. And they manage to dodge that bullet, that fluoride bullet. But in this particular case, with this Fox News article, they're actually one of the things they're zeroing in on are private wells, because what happens with the private wells, depending on what the rock makeup in the ground is there, some of these wells have as much as twice what the whatever the agency is the Environmental Protection Agency, the levels that they say are deemed to be safe. And, as some people maybe don't know, when you have way too much fluoride in the water, what that does is that causes pitting of the teeth. It causes, brown staining in the teeth and stuff. And they have, it's called fluorosis, I think.
Yeah, you got, look at you. You're nailing it. Nicely done.
I had my fish oil this morning. The brain sensor.
Oh, no. Don't eat the fish oil because your IQ might go up. We don't want that. We need a dumbed down populace. That's why. Of course, pediatricians care. They're concerned for your health, the health of your children especially. They would never recommend heavy metals that are contained within vaccinations like mercury and aluminum. They would never recommend fluoride, which would, in fact, increase the uptake. Guarantee you're going to have an increased uptake of these heavy metals, including, again, mercury, aluminum, and otherwise. And so we actually, breaking news here, healthfinder.gov. We are getting word that the pediatricians are now offering new dental recommendations.
They listen to the show.
Maybe they're going the right way, Superdome. I'm going to ask you if you can just read that headline for me because I'm squinting here just to see it. It's really small.
Sure. Yeah. So the pediatricians are offering new dental recommendations and, drum roll, please.
Yep, go ahead.
American Academy of Pediatrics urges, fluoride use on first teeth to prevent decay.
Oh, man. We spoke too soon. Give those pediatricians. We're trying to give you some props. And then you
give them a head start.
You ruined
it
for
us.
That's what we get for trying to be nice to doctors. They go around behind our back and they say, oh, yes, give the infants fluoride. Good Lord, what's wrong with you people? I hesitate to call you people. You want to vaccinate an infant the first day they're born for hepatitis B, despite the fact that they're not sneaking out behind their mom and dad's back out of the hospital, wherever they're born, to go out and have a wild party that includes tattoos with dirty needles.
Yeah.
And now you're going to say, well, listen, they don't have teeth yet, but let's just give them some fluoride anyway. What the hell is wrong with these people?
They're not giving
people?
Them too much. It says here, up until age three, children should use a smear.
A smear. That's like they're getting cream cheese with their locks. A smear. What do they want? A smear of fluoride. What the hell is wrong with this? Jewish doctors. Well, I know. My son, the doctor. A smear of fluoride. A smear of toxic waste. Don't do that. After age three, it's up to a pea-sized amount. A pea-sized amount.
Yes.
Yeah, with fluoridated toothpaste, right? Which, by the way, read the back of the label of a fluoridated toothpaste tube. It contains a very serious warning. Should this be consumed, contact poison control. Do not induce vomiting. I mean, it's a rough ride for these pediatricians getting behind the fluoride bandwagon that has been going on for a long time.
Right. Right.
The AAP, by the way, this is coming from them. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, never met a vaccine it didn't want to inject into an innocent little baby. And they are complicit in the scandal that is growing out of the CDC in regards to autism and its link to MMR, with particular emphasis on the African-American boys who are getting this on time. There are reasons for that we may get into a little later with Dr. Bitar, of course. But, yeah, here you go. Try to give props to a doctor, and look what happens. They go around and go, hey, yeah, fluoride's good for you. Give it to them right away. Never mind that the strength of your teeth is more dependent upon whether you have trace minerals and silica in the diet than almost anything else. And that there's a healthy balance of bacteria within the body, within the mouth, within the saliva, that can keep things in check and at bay in a healthy child with a healthy diet. And we do not need fluoride. But you said this, Superdon. The wells they're concerned about actually have naturally occurring fluoride. Are they arguing for or against that? I've forgotten that previous argument.
It's what prompted the study. And there's this area in Maine, I guess. They call it like the Switzerland of Maine, where they've got, I think it's granite is what causes, you know, the higher level of fluoride. And, yeah, I mean, they're warning that it can be a problem because of the high level of fluoride.
Right. But by the way, let me just say this. I was just thinking about this because everybody wants solutions, I hope. That's if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, you watch the videos, things like that, you can actually, there's special media that can pull out a lot of the fluoride and the electrolytic process within the platinum plates that split the streams into a negative and positive stream, also bind out the fluoride, most of the fluoride. So, again, there are ways to do that without having to invest in $1,000 RO systems. So there are options for you out there. I just wanted you to know.
So, look, I mean, they're just pointing out the fact that too much fluoride can damage your teeth and weaken your bones. And the studies they reference, as far as the IQ goes, of course, these aren't studies that were done in the U.S. It were studies done in China and Iran. So we have to reference studies in China and Iran on whether fluoride is good or bad for you, but they don't bother to do them here in the U.S. Why would that be?
Because we're too fluoridated here. We're not smart enough to do those tests. I mean, that's what's happening. Iran, by the way, is I think that's how you say it. Iran.
Stop it.
You've got too much fluoride in your system.
Potato.
I'm telling you. Potato.
Tomato.
Take some more selenium.
Jeez,
call me in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Super Don.
Iran. Iran?
To do Ron. Iran. We got a lot to do today on the show. We got a follow-up to the headache story we covered yesterday. Somebody wants to take RSV to task. I'm in trouble. Uh-oh. Questions of the day on the immune system. Yeah. We got more on the ALS ice bucket crybabies. Yeah, there are some crybabies about it. We got that. Your calls. Dr. Rasha Bitar will be joining us. RobertScottBell.com, live on GCN and Natural News Radio. Thank you for being here, my friend. Stick around. Lots of healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never ever see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, that's my cue. I was afraid to come back from break because I would be berated by one of our listeners. Actually, you know, those chiropractors are just spirited individuals, aren't they? I know.
Indeed.
Yeah. It was yesterday's story. We covered the headaches issue. And we got time constraints here. We got breaks. We got commercials. That's how we're able to do this show. And we covered a lot of things really quickly on the headache subject. Of course, my favorite topic is the liver, you know. And a chiropractor rightfully berated me, a DC. He said, where's your discussion? You didn't mention adjustments once. You didn't mention chiropractic adjustments once. Hey, it was in the article. We did link the
Busted.
Busted. Yeah, I know. I'm in so much trouble. Listen, yes, I agree. I was talking to someone about that off the air. I don't know, just earlier that day, so I probably figured that counted for something, not thinking that, oh, no one else was in on that conversation. You know, look to the vertebral adjustments. You know, if it's not a DC, if you got a good DO that still knows how to do that, okay. But, listen, yes, adjustments, very important for headache remediation in many cases. Doesn't take away from anything else. So I don't want the people calling up and saying, you overemphasize the chiropractic thing to the detriment of the liver. No. A good chiropractic adjustment is good for the liver, too.
It's a balance. It's a little bit of everything. Yeah. It's not just coffee enemas. That's probably why you forgot about it yesterday, because you were so focused on enemas that you, like, forgot chiropractic.
No comment. I'm not commenting on that.
No comment.
You're not going to bait me into one of those
crickets
discussions.
Okay. All right.
No, not going to fight you on this. All right.
All right.
Listen, we got lots of questions to catch up on from who?
To ask you a few questions.
Yeah. To my listeners. Questions of the day. We got one coming right now. It's a long one. I hope we can get it done. Get to it, Robert, already. Well, have you heard... Here, this is an easy one. This is from Adrian. Adrian, have you heard of the product Protovite? No, I have not, but I think it's a multi-level marketed product, and I apologize. I can't look into every one of them. She says she's currently trying to rebuild her immune system after years of antibiotics for chronic sinusitis and three sinus surgeries.
Wow.
She's got me beat times three, Super Don. I only had one sinus surgery.
And that's impressive to beat you, right? Because you had it all.
I did. Well, I only had one, but I did have years of antibiotic abuse. I did have chronic sinusitis. So I'm with you there, Adrian. She's looking naturally now. She's taking colloidal silver. Good. Hopefully it's sovereign silver. And she, I don't know if you are using that to thin, with the thin the mucus. Well, I don't understand what that is. Strong pro, oh, she's doing a strong probiotic. Good. Seeing an acupuncturist. That's good. The acupuncturist recommended protobiotic. Maybe he's part of the MLM. I don't know.
Mm.
But building immunity, always a good thing to do, because when you have a strong immune system, what is it? Even if you temporarily succumb to an acute infection, you will survive it. You will overcome it. Or a chronic one will be reversed as well, and cancer is not possible when your immune system's really kicking tushy. See, I found a way to say tushy. Do you like
tushy.
That?
Okay.
Didn't mention coffee, though. Oh, I, no. I, darn it, I just mentioned coffee.
You just did.
Right, so
yeah.
I did. I know. I know. All right, so what else we go? The Better Way Health. Our good friends, Reggie and Buns and everybody up in Atlanta, Better Way Health, have the Beta-1-3D glucan. You want to modulate immunity in a best, very rapid way. That is also a wonderful thing to do. Anything you can do to increase selenium levels, we talk about all of the time here because that really is a resilient part of the immune system, having a functional detox system, selenium. The silver hydrosol, I use a teaspoon three times a day to rebuild immunity for someone that's not in crisis. But someone who has had a history like Adrian has of damage to the gastrointestinal system, you know where I'm going. Adrian, if you have not read my book with TMB, Ty wrote it with me, we've got Unlock the Power to Heal and the protocol. The protocol. You know it as. I don't have to say anything. It's the protocol
to
recover gut integrity, right? The silver and the aloe. That's
there's
the
one thing you're
silver hydrosol.
There's one thing you should be adding to this list here would be the structured water.
Of course. Water makes everything go. Without the proper water, the hydration, anything you're taking supplement-wise is only going to be working fractionally as well. Same thing with probiotics. If your gut ecology, the land, the terrain down there is the Gobi Desert and not the rainforest where it's supposed to be the rainforest, you can't put good stuff down there and expect it to live. That's unreasonable. Stop being unreasonable. Okay? I'm not saying Adrian is. I'm just saying if you are, stop being unreasonable. Do the Silver Mellow Protocol. Do the homeopathic medicine from King Bio, the upper GI, the lower GI, if you're dealing with candida, very easy. And, of course, for chronic sinusitis, homeopathic remedies like Cali Bichromicum, Sticta Pulmonaria, and, hey, even Allium Stipa. You remember Allium Stipa, Super Don? What is Allium Stipa?
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while, but I do remember that.
Oh, it's not a her, it's a red onion.
Good Lord.
Oh. All right. Well, I got to berate Super Don on the break. He forgot what Allium Stipa was. Hey, stick around. We got more questions. We got phone calls coming. Okay. Also, ALS Ice Bucket Crybaby. Really? And another angle on why you don't want to do the Ice Bucket Challenge as well. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doctors of Chiropractic, I love you.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest.
contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, speaking of being seen, not just heard, we are going to be down in South Florida. Is that how you say it, Super Don? Florida?
No, actually it's pronounced Iran.
Oh, you behave.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Florida. That's right. South Florida.
Florida. Yeah,
Fort Florida. Lauderdale. We used to call it Fort Lickerdale back when it
Fort
was.
Fort Lickerdale? That's awesome.
That was the spring break destination. Where the liquor is, that's what it was. But, I mean, it changed and it got more family friendly. That's a whole other history there. For Georgia people, you know what I'm talking about. You go spring breaking down way south. The Fort Lauderdale trip actually is on the 14th, I believe it is, of September, which I believe is a Sunday. I believe it's a Sunday. And that will be a live broadcast and a four-hour seminar, if you will, Paul Nisson, or is it Dotson? I remember. Nisson. I don't want to make fun. He's a nice man. He's like a raw food Bible guy, really cool guy. And Paul Barrettero is going to be talking about water and the miracle of the hydrogen water, the energized water is cool. And Liam Sheff and I will be there. Thanks to our friends at Aloe One. And you heard Amanda on Friday when she was on the program. Hopefully you heard that. And let's see, Sovereign Silver's helping us out, Post Haste Pharmacy, and a lot of others. And we'll be together down there. So I'm looking forward to that. There's only slots for 50, and you're going to get a lot of stuff. Go back and listen to Friday's archives. Now, question, another question here. Will the Ice Bucket Challenge have long-lasting value? I feel like this is like an Ace Hardware commercial. We have value in Ice Bucket Challenges, right? But who's asking that question, Super Don? I mean, it's not like what value? I guess you could ask the question, what value? But I think they're actually placing monetary value on this. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah. Well, I saw the article and I was like, yeah, whatever. Until I kind of got into it a little bit, I found it rather interesting.
Right. $53.3 million worth of interest. I'm thinking I lost him on that number. It was too big. The Ice Bucket Challenge, Matt, is Don with us? The Ice Bucket Challenge campaign was so successful, as of August 22nd, 3 days ago, the ALS Association had received $53.3 million in donations, compared with how much? $2.2 million donated during the same period last year. Oh, that's only about $50 million more, and they're worried. The ALS Association is worried. Oh, but it's not long-lasting. It's not the value. What the heck are you crying about? You've raised more in one quarter, 25 times more in one quarter, and yet they're worried. Is this really going to have the lasting impact? Will people give? Will there be some sort of, I don't know, what's the thing if you're now not going to give because you did the Ice Bucket Challenge?
They have a great term for it. Did you see that?
Yeah, what is it?
They call it slacktivism.
Slacktivism. You poured ice bucket water over your head, now you're a slacktivist. Because you won't pull money out of your pocket and give it to us, the ALS Foundation, which, I don't know, 70% going to overhead? I don't know how much actually goes to research, and all of it that goes to research goes to what? Finding new drugs and ignoring the real cure. No, ignoring the real cause first. The real cure can never be found until you look at the cause.
Well, they asked some really interesting questions throughout this article, and it's really, I think, revealing where these people are coming from when you look at how they dissect and analyze this. One of the questions they ask is, will the donations keep coming? You know, it's kind of like,
it was one of them.
Will you still send me flowers?
Don't bring me flowers. You did a nice bucket challenge.
And so they come out with these theories. It's like they have this one theory about whether donations are going to keep coming. They call it the foot in the door phenomenon. You know, and this is like, well, once you get them hooked a little bit, then they'll be more likely to donate some more. Then there's this other theory they call moral licensing. And this is
moral
the one that
licensing,
got,
huh?
This is the one that got me, because basically what they're saying is that people may think that when I do something positive or charitable or pro-social and actually feel better about myself, I've done my part, and now I'm allowed to be selfish. And I'm looking at that.
Licensing morality. We will. This is unbelievable.
So what? Are you telling me that if I go on YouTube and I do the bucket thing to raise awareness, but I don't pull out $100 and send it to ALS, that means I'm being selfish?
You know what? You're talking about licensing morality. I think it is immoral of these associations, just like the Pink Ribbon campaigns, to hoodwink the people, the most vulnerable people who have family members that have perhaps died or are suffering with ALS, which is very real and very serious. And hoodwink them into raising money that will never find a cure. That bothers me on a moral level, on a spiritual level even. And that's why when I did my ice bucket challenge, I decided I was going to give information and, in fact, hit it head on. And there have been some people that were upset with me by that. You mean to tell me you would rather have money directed at, you know, something else? Yeah, I would. I'm just upfront about that. Yes. Buy something that will actually detoxify your body from heavy metals. Stay away from fluoride. Stay away from pediatricians so you don't start that in early childhood or infancy. And there are others that have some of these concerns and even some a little different concerns than we have, you know, as far as why we stood out against the raising of money for some ALS foundations or these. And it's not to say there are not legitimate charities out there doing good work. Please don't take my words out of context. But the real stuff, you know, it's like You're going to hear from Ty Bollinger. Hopefully on Wednesday we'll talk about the charity that he is donating to, thanks to the Quest for the Cures and the money they've been able to raise for everybody that's bought DVDs and CDs of it. So that's right. The stuff we're going to talk about, and also the good works that you might do. But to get more into this, it looks like, oh, look, it's time. Yes, we do have one. We have a caller.
Yay.
Hooray. And we're going to go to the phones right now and calling in from, well, where is she calling in from?
Hi, guys. Hi, Robert. Hi, Super Dom. This is Pat from Ithaca, New York. I had a comment on the Ice Bucket Challenge and you guys' different angle, ALS Association. One thing, I heard something on a Catholic radio station, actually, where a bishop in Ohio, I think, was asking the kids in his parochial school to not do the Ice Bucket Challenge, mm-hmm. but to do it a little differently, like you guys are doing a little differently, because the ALS Association that benefits does embryonic stem cell research.
Right.
And they're suggesting that the things that you give, that have the money directed towards, are ALS research places that only uses adult stem cells. And I know you guys are pro-life. I know you don't get political about it. But that's something, another angle, to direct funds or redirect from a potentially damaging research to
right.
something that doesn't destroy life. So I didn't know if you were interested in that for a comment or not.
Yeah, I think we are, Pat. Thank you for calling in on that. Yeah. And
so look,
it's a different angle, but it's right. Yeah.
The story behind that, there's this Roman Catholic diocese in Ohio, and basically they're discouraging. They've got like 113 schools, and they're discouraging them from participating in the Ice Bucket Challenge. Because they're saying that the group, the ALS groups, use embryonic stem cell research, and that's in direct conflict with Catholic
right.
teaching.
Yeah, and listen, I respect that. You've got a belief, you want to live by that belief, then live a principled life in that way. In the same way that I respect Pam Anderson and others who are saying, I don't support the Ice Bucket Challenge because they support animal testing, right? Experimenting on animals.
Right.
I think that the idea, and maybe she wants our perspective on this, I don't really believe we need to do research into embryonic stem cells because we have adult stem cells. There are stem cells all over the body. In fact, we know things like silver stimulates the production, the efficiency of the production of this process of de-differentiation and re-differentiation of stem cells for producing healthy new tissue. We've seen evidence of remyelinization in utilizing the silver hydrosol in high doses along with other adjunctive therapies in neurological degeneration diseases like MS. So that's why even if I step away from anybody's religious beliefs or beliefs about when life originates, I don't find that it's necessary to do the embryonic stem cell research. I will get some of my liberal friends very angry at me, and like the chiropractors were temporarily angry. I mean, like I said, if you're in talk radio, people are going to be angry with you. But a lot of people, I think you understand the spirit of the conversation, the discussion here. And I think the bottom line for me is the participation in the Ice Bucket Challenge is to raise real awareness. But the question is, what is that awareness? I mean, is the awareness to know ALS is devastating, it's horrible, it's rotten? Or is it, well, yeah, we want you to know that too, but send your money here, right? Send your money here so that we can employ I don't know how many thousands of people, how many at the top level of the executive status will make hundreds of thousands, six figures a year because of the fundraising efforts. And I got nothing against people making money if that's what they do, but these charities are not often up front, but there are places to find out if it's a legitimate charity. And I think the biggest charitable thing you can do is to teach someone how to prevent these diseases. Now, granted, when you go out and you don't have a PhD or an MD or DO by your name, some people are going to go, oh, I'm dismissing you because you're not a real doctor. There's not a lot you can do to help those people until they recognize that the wisdom exists well beyond the confines of any institution of higher indoctrination. And that's not to say you can't learn good stuff in school, but most of the stuff the real good doctors have to unlearn in order to help their patients to truly reverse, much less prevent, neurological degeneration diseases like ALS. But you're not going to get the stamp of approval from the CDC, from the FDA, who are designed and focused only on protecting the marketplace. And this is the other ironic thing. Some of my lefty friends get mad at me and get mad at Mike Adams because, oh, you're all about, all you're doing is selling products. Well, I can say I'm not selling products. I will talk about them. I will tell you what I use, what I believe in, what others have experienced, but I'm not selling them. And even if I were, I don't know that that's a big problem as long as you're getting the results that you're getting and you're getting better for it. And the thing is about all that fundraising, are they not also selling a product ultimately? Their product might be considered research, or the product might be considered what their research uncovers and synthesizes and patents and gets approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And then guess what? It's a product they want to sell you. Even in a monopoly, especially in a monopoly. So quit your crying, you lefty lovers of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, about anybody who does natural radio, natural media, natural First Amendment focus, because, oh my gosh, we might endorse a product. We might use a product and talk about it, or in the case of some of these websites, they might actually sell them. I'm not just telling you to blindly believe it either. But that's not an argument, because you have to look at yourself. If you're going pro big pharma as the solution for neurological degradation, they are selling you a really big product, a really bad product, a really toxic product that will have to come and undo when you figure this out. We'll be here for you. Yeah, we don't judge. All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing and more recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics. No way! Kids, hi!
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Set, go! Yes, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Batarbi joining us live, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the discussion, questions, comments, outrages, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. You can leave a comment there or, you know, call us. You can even leave a message. That's okay. We can do that, too. Remember, upcoming events we'll let you know about. Our good buddy Ty Bollinger, TMB, is going to be out at Cancer Control Society's annual convention, and the day before at the same hotel right there in Universal City, I think it's called, in L.A., basically. The Autism One has a day-long event. Maybe I'll get somebody on there to talk about it before that happens. Also, of course, more on the Julie Gerberding now being drawn into the fraud and corruption, which we knew she was always a part of, but now it's coming out thanks to Bill Thompson, PhD whistleblower. He's going to be chiming in on that. He, not him, but we'll be talking about it with Dr. Batar. A little later. Do we have Super Don back? He's been having some disconnect issues.
Yeah. Internet in this area is having some issues. You know, I wanted to say, Robert, there was a second part to that Pat call. There was actually a second part to her call.
Did you get it on recording? Because I must have cut her off too soon.
Yeah, I got it. We should probably play the other part of her phone call.
Yeah, you sound like a little verklempt about it too, so I'm going to play it right now. Let's see what Pat had to say from Ithaca, New York, follow-up.
I thought you were my radio boyfriend, so this other person thinks you're their radio boyfriend to her. So I was a little jealous when I heard that, but I guess we'll just have to share. Anyway, thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Pat. Let's go.
Some gigolos and everyone
right.
We know.
You've got some such clipping impact, I don't know if that's going to frighten Pat off and you won't be her boyfriend anymore. Hopefully we'll get it managed. We do have one more story here from the AAP. I'm loathe to cover this because the American Academy of Pediatrics has showed its true colors once again over the fluoride issue. And it looks like they have another recommendation for children. Children. All right, are you listening, children? Many of you are back at school already, so you know and you might appreciate this. And I'm going to weigh in on it, too. But according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the opening bell, that's when school starts, should not be before 8:30 in the morning. Come on, man. They want them in by 8:30. Well, I guess most classes start around 8, I think. So I think they are saying that the kids are just not getting enough sleep. Far be it from me being a parent to say, why don't you just put your kids to bed a little earlier? It's not like I would complain either, because anytime the adults get to sleep in a little extra, that's cool too. I'm not against sleeping a little later, but I'm also guilty of staying up too late. We end the show now in the evenings, and it takes a little bit of time to wind down, and we're already, at least in my mind, prepping for the next day. Why didn't the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that for us, Super Don? I mean, we're just a bunch of big kids here, right? Right? We got boyfriends. No, we don't. We are boyfriends. Of Pat in Ithaca, New York.
You started school at 8 o'clock? When did you start school?
Oh, whenever I got there. I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty much me, too. Whenever I was there, I don't know.
No, I wasn't that bad. I actually rode my bike to school when I was old enough. Sometimes walk, but I rode my bike. There was really a cool trail through the woods. The only problem is I had to find a big stick or a branch to ride before me, because in the morning when I went, the spider webs were everywhere. It was like going through a Harry Potter film. I expected, before I knew about Harry Potter at all, that a spider would come out and get me.
Kind of like a cow catcher on the front of a train, you mean?
Yeah, but it was just a branch with a lot of little branches coming off of it, and that would be sure to catch the spider web so you wouldn't be eating spiders on the way to school.
Were you like jousting as you were like riding your bike? You had it like out in front of you as you were riding?
I wasn't wearing a Sir Galahad uniform, if that's what you're insinuating.
Like Don Quixote or something?
I probably tilted at a few windmills in my day, I'm sure. Thank you, Super Don. Boy, you know what it's like, just so you can't hear yourself, but it's like when we were kids and we talked into a fan, you know, that kind of clipping, although not as quick. It's a slow fan that you're talking through, Super Don. Maybe that's why you said Iran instead of Iran. Well, we'll hear from Super Don more in the next hour of the show. We've got Dr. Rashid Batar joining us, of course, Advanced Medicine Monday, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, if you'd like to be part of the show. Of course, the archives around the world available the most immediate way through our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications, GCNlive.com, and then Natural News Radio, and of course, Stitcher and iTunes. Those are podcast services. A lot of folks listen to it there. There are no cheap seats. Now more ways to listen in your mobile media, I guess you could say, as well as through our good friend, Jerry Doyle and Epic Times, live across the pond occasionally, I guess, on UK Health Radio. And who knows where else? The message of health, freedom, and healing liberty is landing all over planet Earth, and we've got Dr. Parkar next. Why? 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 Because the power to heal is yours, of course. Be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.